This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. You know, college football starts Saturday in Dublin with Florida State taking on Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. Hell of an engineer, and I drink my whiskey clear. And I saw that Sports Illustrated came out with their most intriguing college football quarterbacks for this season. And they have Will Howard of the Ohio State Buckeyes as the most intriguing quarterback in college football. 6'4", 235. He's already thrown for more than 5,700 yards and rushed for over 900 while at K-State playing in Manhattan for the Wildcats. Now he's running the show in Columbus for the loaded Buckeyes of Ryan Day. And don't forget, his offensive coordinator is Chip Kelly, none other than. At number two, it's Shedeur Sanders of the Colorado Buffs. What a first FBS season. He passed for 3,230 yards and 27 touchdowns with just three picks. But he led the nation in sacks. Number three is Dylan Gabriel of the Oregon Ducks. Do you really think they're going to win the Big Ten and the national championship? Of course, we've already seen his work at Central Florida and Oklahoma. He's in his sixth year and third school. And he's the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, if you can believe it. Number four is DJU. Now he's at Florida State. You remember, he was at Clemson, and then he transferred to Oregon State. Now he's in Tallahassee. The Noles haven't lost a regular season game since October of 22 against Clemson. And guess who the quarterback was that day? He was. DJU was. At number five, it's Dylan Raiola of Nebraska, the top quarterback recruit. Remember, he was going to go to Ohio State and then Georgia, but finally ended up in Lincoln. And this is huge for second-year coach Matt Rhule. He's going to win with Raiola because he's really good. At number six, it's Quinn Ewers of Texas. They want to win the SEC in their first season there. He was really good in 22. Then he got even better in 23. What's he going to do for an encore in 24? He's got a tough test early with a trip to Ann Arbor to see Michigan on September 7th. Number seven is Riley Leonard, now at Notre Dame. 13-6 as a starter under Mike Elko at Duke. But Elko left, and so did Riley, to South Bend to play for the Irish. Number eight is Jalen Milrow of the Tide, the leading returner in the SEC in pass efficiency and the leading returning vote-getter from the 23 Heisman race. Is he going to end up in the NFL? Is he going to be in the playoff? Is he going to take the Tide to the 12? We'll see under his new coach, Kalen DeBoer. Number nine is Cam Rising, who's favored to take the Big 12 with his Utah Utes. He's in his seventh year, but he's only 27 college games. He redshirted at Texas. Transfer sat out at Utah, then got injured, redshirted, and of course they had a horrible season. Now he's healthy and should be able to light it up. And you know he's going to be in the conversation for the Heisman this year. Number 10 is Miller Moss at USC. Remember him in that bowl game, the Holiday Bowl, last December? He shredded Louisville for 6 touchdown passes, 372 yards passing. The guy was incredible. That was a 218.3 efficiency rating. That number was better than Caleb Williams in his last 9 starts for USC. Carson Beck of Georgia is number 11. No returning player had a better combination of yards per attempt, 9.5, and a completion percentage of 72.4% than Beck had. Beck is big and strong and can do everything. At number 12, it's Cam Ward. He's with the Miami Canes now. It's all about the Canes, baby. Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day. The guy left Washington State after compiling nearly 7,000 passing yards and 61 total TDs in 2 seasons. He was the top target in the portal, and the Canes got him. The U has gone 6 straight seasons without winning more than 8 games, the longest streak for the school since 74 to 79. This next guy, Drew Aller at number 13, he'll drive you nuts. How about his completion accuracy in losses to Michigan, Ohio State, and Ole Miss was 45%. Ouch. Number 14 is Nico Imeleva of Tennessee. Did you see him in the bowl route of Iowa? He threw 4 touchdown passes. He's 6'6", 215, and can light it up. Rumors of him being paid $8 million to go to Knoxville to play for the Vols. At 15, it's Alex Orji at Michigan in Ann Arbor. Michigan basically used him as a runner in games last year against Ohio State, against Iowa in the Big Ten title game, and then Bama and Washington in the college football playoff. He's 6'3", 238, and tough to deal with. Number 6, Upnick at Clemson. The last 3 seasons, he's finished 12th, 6th, and 10th. In the ACC in pass efficiency, and that's just not cutting it. Klubnik was 10th, right, last year. The 2 previous quarterbacks were the ones that put up the numbers of 12th and 6th. So after they had Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson, they've just gone downhill at the QB position. You know, Michigan State has been horrible the last couple of seasons. They've gone 9-15. All they do is lose. They've had scandal. Mel Tucker is gone. Now they have Jonathan Smith from Oregon State as their coach, and he brought his quarterback, Aiden Chiles, with him. Chiles checks in at number 17. He was good as a freshman at Oregon State, where he had 309 passing yards, 4 TDs, no picks, and a 180.45 efficiency rating. At number 18, it's Jackson Dart at Ole Miss in Oxford. He's in year 3 as the Rebels starter now. He should only get better. His interception rate has been cut in half over the last 2 seasons, so he's not making stupid throws. At 19, Brady Cook at Missouri. How about last year? He had a 157.2 pass efficiency rating. And the Tigers' 11 wins last year were their most since 2014. Cook has thrown just 6 picks in his last 19 games. How about number 20, Noah Fifita at Arizona? By the time I get Arizona in Tucson, this guy came in as a redshirt freshman. He's like 5'11", and over the last 9 games of the season, he threw 25 touchdowns and just 6 picks, leading the Wildcats to 7 straight wins heading into this season. Number 21 is Preston Stone at SMU. When he finally got to start in 23, he threw for 3,197 yards, 32 total touchdowns. And now he leads the Stangs into the ACC. How about the other Jalen Daniels. The Jalen Daniels at Kansas. He's number 22. He's averaged 7.6 and 7.9 yards per play of total offense the last 2 years. At 23, Kadon Salter of Liberty's led the nation in pass efficiency at 176.6 and yards per play at 8.75. And he led the Flames to a 13-1 record and a New Year's Six bowl bid. At 24, it's Jackson Arnold at Oklahoma. They threw him in a bowl game last year, and he had a rough time of it. He threw three picks and lost a fumble, but he is a five-star blue chipper. And number 25, it's Daquan Finn at Baylor. He transferred from Toledo. He's a sixth-year guy. He's appeared in 45 college games, producing 9,000 yards of total offense and 88 TDs. He's got an arm, and he can run. Just missing their list was Maddox Madsen, who got the starting job at Boise State. Tyler Van Dyke at Wisconsin. Grayson McCall at NC State. Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, Graham Mertz at Florida, Cade McNamara at Iowa, and of course, Arch Manning at Texas. Well, there you have it, the alleged most intriguing quarterbacks in college football for this season. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.